I've been thinking about the cross of Christ for various reasons today. I find myself in disagreements from time to time with colleagues, with other pastors or other Christians about my understanding of where the cross should be in our lives. Some would argue that the cross is a past event and that we need to move on to the resurrection. And I'm not denying the glory of the resurrection, but I think it's strange that we would want to move so quickly away from our only source of redemption or deliverance. There seems to be some deep shame that compels us to run away from Calvary. A shame perhaps at what we've done, and that shame turns into denial. We won't own the fact that Christ died for our sins. And if we stay at Calvary, we're forced into a position of choosing. We must either hate our sin, hate what we have done, or we must hate Christ for confronting us with the act, even in his humility and his love. I find in many people who profess to be Christians a deep resistance to the idea of meditating on the cross, of making it the center of their consciousness. That troubles me. And so I'm rethinking. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm going to do some more writing and think about, meditate more on the relation of Christ's sufferings and humiliation to the rest of our Christian experience. So there'll be more on that later, I'm sure.